Welcome to the Richview Church Podcast. We want to journey with you in your next steps with Jesus. Ready? Let's go.
Welcome, everyone, to our service. Happy New Year. Welcome to 2021. It would be interesting, I think, to take a survey about how you are feeling, having said goodbye to 2020 and now beginning a new year. I've heard a number of people say that they have looked more forward to ushering out 2020 than focusing on ushering in 2021. As one person wrote, "Don't let 2020 hit you in the butt." We simply want to be done with 2020. It was a challenging, difficult year on many fronts. But as we have greeted 2021, we are all soberly aware that the issues of 2020 did not disappear with the change of the calendar. In fact, now with Christmas behind us, which provided some great focus and opportunity to celebrate, certainly in some very different ways than other years, but now we're kind of facing those cold, long months of January and February. And certainly we are looking forward and hopeful about the positive impact of the vaccine, hopeful that COVID's impact will eventually lessen and get under control. It's going to take some time. And there will continue to be lots of impacts on all of our lives. And what was normal pre-COVID will never return. Not completely, maybe not even substantially. So here we are, at the front end of a year that while we certainly anticipate and are hopeful for positive developments, we need to be realistic that there remain significant challenges ahead, possibly the most challenging yet. So, what's it going to take to navigate these times? I've chosen as my text today two brief verses from the closing chapter of Paul's letter to the Corinthian church. We're in the midst of some closing comments about his own and some other people's coming and going to Corinth. The Apostle Paul briefly states what can best be described as a very brief exhortation regarding how they were to live in their challenging times that they were facing. It's his final directive, almost like marching orders, which we're going to come to in a moment. But a little bit of context. Corinth was a wealthy, politically important city. It was at the time the chief city of Greece, both commercially and politically. It was strategically located for trade, and it was also known as a very religious city with at least 12 temples to Greek gods. It was also known for its great immorality, often in the name of religion. The temple of the Greek goddess Aphrodite had at one time 1,000 sacred prostitutes as a celebration of unbridled sex. In fact, there was a saying that was to Corinthianize, which was to engage in sexual immorality. What a reputation. And yet, in Corinth, the gospel of Jesus Christ through the preaching of the Apostle Paul had taken root. And a church had formed, and they were seeking to grow and live out their faith in the midst of that challenging culture amidst much opposition. Unfortunately, as we can tell from Paul's letter, the challenges, though, were not just external, but internal. This young Christian community had all kinds of very serious conflicts, misunderstandings, behaviors that needed to be corrected. And that provided the context for the first 15 chapters of Corinthians, which has provided for the church through the centuries rich and helpful teaching and guidance. But as Paul pens his final words in this letter, he exhorts the Corinthians regarding what I'm calling, what's it going to take? What's it going to take to live out their faith in the challenging context in which they find themselves? And similarly, what's it going to take for us? I'm both asking and responding to that question as we embark on this year 2021. You see, these are not just challenging times for all of us due to the pandemic, but also for the church of Jesus Christ in the midst of an ever increasingly secular and antagonistic culture regarding being followers of Jesus and the teachings of Scripture. And let's face it, meeting online has been incredibly difficult. Recent surveys that I've been reading reveal that previous regular church attenders, so many, have simply checked out. Some 20%. I believe that this is a time of testing for the church, the likes of which we have not seen in our lifetime. If the church in our society was struggling before the pandemic has only accelerated it. And Paul states in very succinct manner five things they, and I believe we, need to do and cultivate if we're going to be a healthy and effective, thriving faith community going forward in 2021. Let me read the two verses, and then we're going to consider these five things one at a time. 1 Corinthians 16, 13, and 14. Simply these words: be on your guard, stand firm in the faith, be courageous, be strong, do everything in love. So first, be on your guard. The old King James translated that verse as, watch ye. The Message paraphrase says, keep your eyes open. The idea is keeping alert, being vigilant, being on the lookout, watchful, on guard. Why? Well, of course, first, because we can be certain that challenges and opposition, even attacks, may come. The Scriptures teach we are in a spiritual battle. We have a spiritual enemy. We're in an antagonistic culture, and we need to stay alert. But maybe this instruction is not merely being alert to clear challenges, but I think the subtle temptation to mediocrity, to dullness, to casualness. Too often we can be tempted to kind of a comfortable religion. When things get challenging, we just kind of check out. This seems to have happened for tens of thousands in 2020. Many years ago, I was introduced to this short writing by Wilbur Ries. It's called $3 Worth of God. It was written in the early 70s. It goes like this. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Not enough to explode my soul or disturb my sleep. Just enough to equal a cup of warm milk or a snooze in the sunshine. I don't want enough of God to make me love a black man or pick beets with a migrant. I want ecstasy, not transformation. I want the warmth of the womb, not a new birth. I want a pound of the eternal in a paper sack. I would like to buy $3 worth of God, please. Although reflective of the challenges of the 70s, it remains starkly relevant today, doesn't it? You see, the life Christ calls us to is not a casual one that's going to disturb and unsettle our lives and cost us, but one that requires us to daily engage with the call to live out our faith. Jesus' words were to take up our cross daily and follow Him. And 2021 is going to require us to be vigilant, to be alert, to be awake, to be alert to all the ways the enemy of our souls will seek to lead us astray, to check out. And that leads us to the second instruction, and that is to stand firm in the faith. Stand firm in the faith. This, of course, is more particular about our need to remain true to the gospel or message of Jesus. Standing firm gives us word picture of not wavering or losing ground regarding the teachings of the faith. Sometimes I get in my mind a mental image of one of those sumo wrestlers, you know. Maybe that's not an image you want in your mind right now. But anyway, stand firm in the faith. You see, today we are immersed in secularism, consumerism, humanism, mysticism, spiritism, agnosticism, atheism, liberalism, conservatism, likely a bunch of isms I don't even know about, as well as philosophies, religious beliefs, a host of temptations of every kind imaginable that are right at our fingertips. No other society has had access to so much information as we have. But it is not neutral. We are subjected daily with perspectives, beliefs, attitudes, images that are contrary to the teachings of Scripture. And if we're going to follow Jesus and seek to daily live like Jesus, have the mind of Christ, then we're going to need to know what we believe and why we believe and stand firm in it. In a letter, the Apostle Paul wrote these words to his co-worker Timothy. He wrote, "For the time will come, the time will come when people will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear." It's hard to imagine a time when that statement would be more true than now. Are you standing firm in your faith? Or are you teetering? As I said earlier, statistics are revealing that there is no easier time to drift away or worse, abandon the faith than now. Stand firm. I urge you, as we embark on 2021, be devoted in your daily devotions. Be steadfast in your online engagement with a community group. Don't neglect taking advantage of our online services and the opportunities that are provided for you to keep you on track, to keep you moving forward. I know it's not easy. Not gathering in person has been hard. These are testing times, but we can do this together. Stand firm in the faith. Third phrase, third challenge is translated, be courageous. And it's literally, act like men. Now, that should not be taken as sexist. It's an expression. And it can actually be taken in two ways. One is captured in the translation, be courageous. But it could also mean or be translated more broadly, grow up. Grow up. And both aspects are certainly needed today. We will need to be courageous as we continue to engage with the ever-changing circumstances and challenges of our world. This is not a time for shrinking back, pulling the covers over our heads until this is all over. And living courageously always involves elements of risk, sometimes significant risk. This is what our forefathers of the faith have taught us. Being courageous is not being reckless or foolish, but following Jesus has always meant stepping forward into unknown territory as we prayerfully discern His voice and direction. There are going to be lots of unknowns as we traverse 2021, and it will require courage if we're going to shine for Jesus in this dark and uncertain world. It may require bold decisions, acts of faith. Will we live courageously? And with that, it's of course going to require that we grow up, that we mature. As we have seen in the political arena this past year and ongoing right now, trying times can unleash all kinds of immaturity in speech and action. Character has been revealed this past year, and it has been found lacking. And the church has an opportunity to be different. Different in the ways that we communicate with one another and engage with our world. Will we? What kind of people are we going to be? What kind of people are we becoming? Are we maturing in character? This year is going to hold great opportunity for us to be different than the culture around us. But we will need to continue to mature, face the challenges that come with courage, reminding ourselves that God is with us and He will be our help and guide as we look to Him. Be courageous. The fourth directive in this exhortation is be strong. Ephesians 6:10, I think, elaborates what I expect Paul really has in mind here, which is, finally, be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. You see, Christian strength is not pulling oneself up by your bootstraps or merely toughing it out. While Christian living does require our engagement of will and a tough mental attitude of determination, at the same time, we lean into the power and provisions of God's Spirit that indwells us. Being strong is not so much about looking inward as looking upward, daily inviting the Spirit of God to help us and empower us to live the life He's calling us to live. Yet the exhortation to be strong is the recognition that this life is often far from easy, and we should not expect it to be easy. I'm afraid often followers of Jesus have become disillusioned because somehow they got the impression that the Christian life should be a cakewalk, a bed of roses. A significant reading of the New Testament should put any kind of false expectation like that to rest. Yes, the Christian life brings joy and peace and love and hope and grace and many, many blessings. But as we live this in this broken and often very ungodly world, face our own mortality, we will face challenge after challenge, storm after storm. Is it worth it? Is it worth it following Christ? Absolutely. The promise and hope and blessings of the Christian life far surpass the trials. But it's unlikely to be easy. So Paul writes, be strong. Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. And the key to that is prayer. There will be no spiritual strength apart from prayer. Every Monday night is an online opportunity for you to join with others in prayer. I know every community group spends time in prayer. The staff and elders are always willing to pray with you. Right now in the chat, you can ask for prayer or after the service is over. If you're not strong, take a look at your prayer life. God meets us as we humble ourselves before Him and seek His face. Will 2021 be a year that you grow in prayer? Being strong depends on it. May it be. Now, the four challenges that we have looked at thus far really kind of overlap and intersect. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. But then Paul adds, verse 14, do everything in love. Do everything in love. You see, I think just as we're about reading these words to charge aggressively in a battle, fight for what we believe in, let people know what we stand for, challenge all manner of ungodliness and falsehood, Paul adds what he has already taken a whole chapter in his letter to describe as the most important attribute of all, that is to love. Do everything in love. And without backtracking at all on the first four challenges, he states what must be foremost as we live out our faith and follow Jesus. Do everything in love. Clearly, the kind of love Paul has in mind is not being wishy-washy. It's not a bunch of sentimental mush. Love is not a passive, weak, timid, wallflower kind of approach to life. No, love is consistent with being on guard and watchful. Love is consistent with standing firm in our faith, as well as being courageous, strong. But at the heart of love, is about the good and well-being of others. As Jesus' life demonstrated, love gives itself away. Love gives itself away sacrificially. Love serves. Love is others-centered. It's not about me. Do you know what the world needs most right now from the church? Do you know what it's going to take for the church to not only survive but thrive in 2021? Do you know what it's going to take for your own life to have purpose and meaning and for your faith to actually expand and deepen in 2021? It's going to require that you do everything in love. It's going to require that you wake up every day, pray for the wisdom and courage and strength to love in the name of Jesus. And it will not be easy. Loving well is incredibly demanding. Make no mistake. Loving well is demanding. And sometimes it will require having difficult conversations. Maybe even doing things that will be misunderstood. But if we do, if we take on the challenge to love well every day, our Lord will be honored, the world will be impacted, the church will be strengthened, and your life will be alive with the presence of God. For God Himself is love. Do everything in love. What a calling. Be on your guard, watchful, alert. stand firm in the faith. Commit yourselves to doing those things that are going to ensure a growing, vibrant faith. Be courageous. Grow up. Let's shine for Jesus in this world with a boldness and a maturity. Be strong. Be strong in the Lord. May God be powerfully at work in us as we press on. Do everything in love. Do everything in love. May it be that people see Jesus through us. We cannot do any of that effectively without the Spirit of God enabling us. But as we seek Him, His promise is to fill us, to empower us, to guide us, and lead us. So would you join me as we come to Him now? Father God, we thank You for Your Word. Sometimes we come to Your Word because we need words of comfort. The Scriptures are filled with words of comfort, encouragement, help. But sometimes, Father, we need strong words from Your Word. We need to be exhorted. We need to be told to stand strong, to be on the alert, to stand firm, and yes, to do everything in love. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on us. Spirit of the living God, fill us, renew us, help us. None of us knows what 2021 will hold. But as we look to You, as we follow You, as we hold on to You, we know that You will hold on to us. You will guide us. And You will even shine through us to make this world a better place. So, Father, help us to do that. And may Your name, be glorified in our midst. For in the name of Jesus, we would pray it. Amen.
We hope you were encouraged and challenged in today's podcast. Check us out at richviewchurch.com, Facebook, or Twitter at Richview Toronto. But you know what? We're not an online church, so we hope that you'll come visit our church in person. We'd love to get to know you.